USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A federal judge in Virginia is to sentence President Trump's former campaign chairman today. Paul Manafort, convicted last year of tax evasion, bank fraud, and failing to report foreign lobbying, he pleaded guilty to similar charges in a Washington, D.C. case and will be sentenced next week for that. A former Air Force fighter pilot turned Republican U.S. Senator, Arizona's Martha McSally, revealing that she was raped during her military career.
I was preyed upon and then raped by a superior officer.
McSally, the first female fighter pilot to fly in combat, saying during a Senate Armed Services Subcommittee hearing on sexual assault in the military,
like many victims, I felt the system was raping me all over again.
She says it almost led her to quit the Air Force. And this is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
An American TV icon says he's got stage 4 pancreatic cancer. 78-year-old host of Jeopardy since 1984, Alex Trebek, says he's going to beat it.
Now, normally the prognosis for this is not very encouraging. But I'm going to fight this, and I'm going to keep working, and with the love and support of my family and friends, and with the help of your prayers also, I plan to beat the low survival rate statistics for this disease.
An Alabama teenager suing an abortion clinic for terminating his unborn child without his consent. A Madison County judge recognizing Baby Roe as a plaintiff in 19-year-old Ryan Mager's lawsuit. Mager says his girlfriend aborted the six-week fetus against his wishes in February of 2017. He then sued because Alabama law recognizes the personhood of a fetus. And this is USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Indiana State Police say at least 21 people, most of them students, were injured when a school bus crashed into a dump truck yesterday morning in Dearborn County, about 45 minutes west of Cincinnati. 19 students were injured, along with the school bus driver, the dump truck driver. Luckily, most of them suffered broken bones and are all expected to recover. More than 1,000 people have signed a petition against a decision by a Prairie Village, Kansas Catholic school to exclude a student because of the student's parents' sexual orientation. St. Anne Catholic Church pastor Father Craig Maxim wrote that he consulted with the Archdiocese of Kansas City after a same-sex couple recently tried to enroll their child at the parish school. A freelance U.S. journalist is back in Miami after being detained by the Venezuelan government. Cody Weddle was taken into custody yesterday morning at his home in Caracas. His mother said that he was released, though, by the end of the day and communicated with him through Facebook. Watchdogs claim that 36 journalists have been detained by Venezuela's government this year as it's been cracking down on dissident voices. And LeBron James has now passed Michael Jordan for fourth place on the all-time NBA scoring list. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.